Brad, good morning. I'm joined by Pat Cohen. He's the superintendent of the Burlington Community School District. We're talking about school issues, things that are going on, and we were just talking before we went on, Pat, that the weather situation and the number of days lost due or number of hours lost due to weather conditions considerably different over the course. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to turn the other way real fast, but so far you're doing considerably better than you did a year ago. Is that right?
That is true. And I've been a superintendent now for 12 or 13 years, and of those years, only 1 year did we not miss a day because of weather. And last year was by far the worst. I mean, you'll recall we missed 10 or 15 days, yeah. And we took days back from the calendar, and we made a shorter spring break, and then we put 20 minutes on the end of the day, and we were able to get everybody out, and we were trying hard because all of our retirees wouldn't get paid their June retirement check if they worked one day in June.
But you had to add 20 minutes, and those had to be, and that had to be for everybody in that building, the longest 20 minutes of their life.
And you are absolutely right. And when we talked about this, everybody's like, oh, 20 minutes, whatever. But it turned into the 20 longest minutes of their life. And it really did wear some people out.
Yeah, and it is. And it's, you know, it shows that we are creatures of habit is what it really shows us. And when you get, and you're in sync.
You're right.
Be in sync. And if you're used to getting out at a specific time and you can't get out at that time and you're trying to stretch.
Yeah, right. Well, and to your point, when I was superintendent at Waco, we had the first innovative calendar okayed by the state of Iowa. We went to a 4-day school week. And to do that, we had to increase the length of the school day. And one of the things was these kindergartners and first graders, they'll be wore out. They'll never be able to handle it. Within 2 weeks, it was the norm.
Yeah.
So your point to creatures of habit is absolutely correct.
Once you adapt to it, you change. You know, it's a matter of adapting to it. It's just all of a sudden. But it, you know, in the small increments added to a day are more difficult actually to adapt to because you don't anticipate they're going to cause any problem. Anyway, we're talking about things that are going on in the Burlington School District. Positive accomplishments. Grimes Student Council. What is that? What is that about?
Well, the Grimes Student Council is developing a lot of strength. We've got a new principal over there. And he's really invigorated things, and the kids are involved. They're looking at issues. They're finding ways to better their community. They came and they presented on Greyhound wristbands and donations and how they're going to take the money and help, you know, people that are struggling or underprivileged and those type of things. So a lot of identifying a social issue, developing a plan to address it, and then following through with that plan to fruition, and then getting that sense of accomplishment, mm-hmm. and involvement, and just that citizenship.
Okay.
So pretty exciting,
so
really.
So it is very noteworthy, no doubt about that. It is school issues that are being talked about today. You had one of the items you had on your discussion was contracted nutrition services. This was going to be, what, an out of the... somebody basically to handle all of your lunches basically or meals, I guess.
Right.
A meal service provider, but it would be a private company that would be contracted through the school. And where did you end up standing on that?
Well, we ended up going four no's.
Okay.
And two yeses. The privatization, you know, some board members are very concerned about that. You know, you look at the privatization of healthcare in
right.
Iowa and the issues that have come out of that. The thing that it doesn't worry me is the process working, and we expect our kids to, when they went to the White House and protested the gun
right.
violence, you want your children to exercise their constitutional rights and the freedom of speech and to stand up for themselves. Well, now we have kids going, wait a minute, we could have had better food. We don't like our current hot lunch, and these people are going to give us better, and now social media is ramping up on the kid side. So this might not be the last you heard of this one.
Okay.
It'll be interesting, but I also understand not wanting to privatize, wanting to keep the employees.
The battle is always going to be out there, and
it is
the battle between trying to satisfy and to retain employees or not disrupt employees' lives, but also to privatize, to do the best job you can for the students. But it's a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you there's IPERS. IPERS would go away.
Yeah.
But then the company said, well, we have a 401k. We do. You know what I mean? And there's a lot there. And one guy said, well, it sounds too good to be true. You know what I mean? And we all know what our parents told us about something.
It sounds too good to be true. It probably is. Yes.
Probably is not true. So we'll see. It would require somebody that voted no to request to bring it back. You know, but who knows? Next board meeting, we might have a group of high school kids there to, you know, talk to the board during public comments. And
everything is fluid, in other words.
It is.
What you're saying.
It is. Everything is very fluid.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen this year or, I guess, what are you looking? Was this a plan for next year? Is that right?
It was, because you have to run everything through the state of Iowa, because the Iowa Department or the U.S. Department of Agriculture runs the hot lunch programs, and there's federal stuff involved in it, and you have to be a year ahead.
Okay. So that makes sense. Creative school logo. You're telling me Homer's changed a lot over the years. Is that right?
It is true. Homer has changed a lot over the years. You go back through the yearbooks of the high school, and about every 8 or 10 years, Homer kind of evolves. We have the career and technical Homer out in the hallway, where he's made out of all these different computer and gears and everything. And in 2002, 2004, the Speed Hound came in, and a lot of people from across the country have emailed and said, we want Homer just like he was.
Okay.
The Homer that they had in 1940 is not the same Homer that we had in 1950, which is not the same Homer that we had in the 60s and the 70s. We look back at it, and Homer's always changing, and people aren't good with change.
I'm wondering, we were mentioning that, I was thinking Herky the Hawk. Changed. Herky's changed over the years, too.
He has. And Joel Siren, the new board member, brought up Cy the Cyclone.
Okay.
And the things that happened there, and everybody hated it at first, and now they love it. Hayden Fry came in. You know, and Hayden Fry created the Tagger Hawk.
Yep.
Everybody hated it. And now if you go to Iowa, you have it tattooed somewhere on your body.
Well, and then it was Bill Snyder, when he went to Kansas State, he basically took all of the Hayden Fry basically marketing book, and he put it in all basically lock, stock, and barrel across the hole.
Yep, may Coach Fry rest in peace.
Yeah.
But up to the very end, he was running around Las Vegas and had a Humvee, bright gold with Tagger Hawks on the door. And, so yeah, he was quite a marketer and a businessman.
He
made hundreds of millions of dollars off that.
That was a stroke of marketing. He had sole control over that entire marketing company when it started.
Oh yeah, anytime somebody has that Tagger Hawk, he's making pennies off of it. And the one thing I would like to say is, Purple and Gray has done phenomenal things for Burlington schools.
Okay.
Part of Purple and Gray were involved in this process, and they went to some of the meetings. At the board meeting, they wanted us to table this so that they could work with the University of Indianapolis to.
Now, when you say Purple and Gray, are you talking about the Greyhound, all Greyhound, all through the school district? Is that the idea?
I'm not. I'm talking about the group that did the fundraising for the restructuring of Bracewell.
Okay. No, I got you.
Yep.
The Purple and Gray, the fundraising group. Okay.
Jerry Sherwood.
I got it.
Jerry
yes.
Courtney,
okay.
Those gentlemen. They were not very pleased with the changing of the Hound. And that's regrettable, you know, and it has nothing to do, nor does it diminish the great gifts that they've given to
right.
us. And, you know, hopefully it was interesting because, again, Joel, our board member, explained that statue in the parking lot is historic.
Yeah.
And it always will be. You know, whether we have a muscular hound who's short, or a skinny hound that's fast or something in between. You know, and then the other thing is, we really can't control 2 or 3 years from now, let's say a wrestling coach says, I'm going to do the throwback hound. I'm going to go back and we're going to go to the 1955 hound because that year the wrestling team was so tough. And this year we're going to model ourselves after that 55 squad. And by gosh.
All right.
This really doesn't control that.
Well, you know, apart from the logo, the fact is it was a few years ago. You changed basically everybody a Greyhound. Basically, you removed you removed the team names from individual schools.
I did.
And made everything a Greyhound. And what I've noticed is that, and my wife has said that that idea has been spreading to other schools. I know it's the Muscatine's done the same thing basically.
Yeah,
what they've done.
Well, you you want to build identity and belonging. And then identity and belonging brings about better behavior, better academics, you know, those type of things. And that's why we did that, because nobody was a Greyhound except the high school.
Yeah.
Which made no sense. Because, I mean, we're not a giant school.
Yeah.
And people in Iowa people will say, wow, Pat, how do you handle living in that huge town? I'm like, dude, you can drive across it in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? It's not a city. I don't commute 2 hours.
No.
You know, and we just needed to be who we are, a good-sized town for Iowa, but we were all Greyhounds.
All right.
And a quick story, and then I'll stop so you can keep going. Dr. Edward Stone.
Right.
He comes over, we're walking,
They were the Jets, yeah.
And I'm sweating because I've got to look this guy, one of the most prestigious scientists in the globe.
Yeah.
I got to look at him and go, hey, it's not the Rockets anymore. You know what I mean? I opened up a bag and I handed him a Edward Stone Greyhounds shirt. And he shook it out and he looked at it and he put his hand on my shoulder and he says, wow, the purple and gray.
You know, I think consistency is, that's one thing where consistency really does pay off, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And it
builds it up. It builds it early. That's the difference.
It does. And then, my mom is a little old lady now, you know, because I'm in my mid-50s.
Okay.
I'm closer to 60 than I am 50 now. And little old ladies, with all due respect and honor, came to me after that first homecoming parade where everybody was in purple, and they said, Pat, we like this.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things. It's the natural way to do it. I know that I grew up in a town called Decorah. Everything in Decorah is Vikings.
Yes,
it is. And if you go to Luther College, everything is Norse.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Norway and Vikings, they go together
very well.
The entire town is in that.
Yep.
That's what I call consistency.
Right. You start talking about this is how Greyhounds behave.
Yeah.
Greyhounds are on time. Greyhounds are hardworking. Greyhounds are respectful.
Yes. Everybody does it, and they don't do it from the very beginning. We're talking about one of the things we are going to do is we're going to take a break here coming up here. And I want to talk a little bit about revenue. I want to talk a little bit about where we stand. I want to talk about taxes, what our situation is in terms of a budget and that sort of thing. We've got news on the way next.
What is the grind? It's a 5-month marathon. It's working to be better every day. It's what gets a team all the way to March and then says, we're not done.
Iowa hosts Michigan Friday night with pregame at 7. Brought to you by Bob Dodd's Insurance, Reinsmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Let's make love with Rebel. It's me, Rebel Wilson, and welcome to my hot little podcast about the disaster we call dating. Brought to you by Match. Who's ready to make love? Right now, single people are out there getting it, but what are they really getting from it? They're getting ghosted and zombied and mermaided. You know what you actually need? To feel some real feelings, okay? So download Match now, unless you're driving. Just download Match when you are safely parked. Try Match today.
We know you hate this ad. You say it's bad. It makes you sad. But as we assault your ears, we also help to ease your fears. No red wine. Your shirt is fine. No ketchup stains. No city grime. Oh, yes, okay, all right, now finally this song will end. But when you stain, Tide's your best friend.
Get stains out of your clothes and out of your head with 10 times the cleaning power of Tide. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
These days, darkness falls early. It seems we live more of our life in the dark than we do in the daylight. Does your business light the way for your customers to find you?
First impressions last.
This is Jerry Sherwood from the Sherwood Company. A properly lighted sign can make all the difference this time of year. Does your business look open when customers drive by? Does the quality of your signage and business exterior convey the quality of product or service available inside? If your business signage doesn't shout, "Hello, come in, we are ready to do business with you," then it's time to call the Sherwood Company. First impressions can be the difference in the success or failure of your business. Make your first impression bright. At the Sherwood Company, we are design specialists. Designing ways to grow your business, designing first impressions that last.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
Looking for some good music and a good time? Then look no further, because Burlington Riverfront Entertainment has got you covered. Line dance to Nashville-style honky-tonk, Friday, January 17th, with David Kroll and Heartland, before rocking out with the best 80s rock band Decades of Decadence, Saturday, January 18th. Doors open at 7 and concerts start at 8 at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium. $5 entry comes with your first drink free. Full-service bar includes cocktails and products by Golden Eagle and InBev. Concessions available. All ages welcome.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street's in the green just hours from a formal signing ceremony at the White House this morning for a phase one trade deal between the U.S. and China. Investors are also watching as Russia's President Putin has consolidated his power. The Russian government has resigned. The Dow is up 68 points, a quarter percent. The NASDAQ up a third of a percent, up 26 points. And the S&P is up 6 points. The phase one trade deal is a start between the U.S. and China. And change in the trade relationship with China may come in small chunks, according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He told CNBC this morning there may be a phase two, 2A, 2B, 2C trade deal, and so on. Strong earnings this morning from Bank of America, BlackRock, and Goldman Sachs, each beating forecasts in the last quarter. Target reported weak holiday sales numbers. Toys, home, and electronics sales were lower.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. 41-year-old Jason Ringgold of Burlington was arrested by Burlington police early Tuesday morning in the 1000 block of South Liebrick Street. He was arrested on multiple charges including domestic assault, choking, domestic abuse assault, assault causing bodily injury, obstruction of emergency communication, harassment, interference with official acts, and presenting false identification to law enforcement. He was taken to Des Moines County Jail on no bond. 24-year-old Trevor Martin was taken into custody early Tuesday morning at 7th and South Streets in Burlington. He was arrested on a charge of domestic assault causing bodily injury. He was taken to Des Moines County Jail on no bond. 62-year-old Jerry Hahn was apprehended by Burlington police Monday evening at 301 South 3rd Street. He was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. He was taken to Des Moines County Jail on no bond. A man has been arrested and charged after court documents show he sexually abused a then 14-year-old. 23-year-old William Carnes is being charged with aggravated criminal sex abuse and two counts of unlawful solicitation of a minor. Investigators say the incident happened sometime between April 1st and April 30th of last year. Officials with the United Community School District confirmed Carnes served as golf coach for less than a month last fall before he resigned. According to court documents, Carnes is out on bond and his first appearance is scheduled for February 11th. The Republican-controlled Iowa legislature has again denied press access to a liberal journalist whose blog is often critical of its policies, despite warnings from state and national groups that the restriction appears to be unconstitutional. The Iowa House and Senate informed Laura Beelen, author of the Bleeding Heartland blog, that her applications for access during the session that began Monday have been rejected. The Iowa House told Beelen that it does not credential journalists who are non-traditional, while the Iowa Senate said it does not consider Beelen a member of the media. Beelen says she is considering her next steps, including an appeal or a lawsuit. And those are today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The House votes today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate. First, Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces which Democrats will act as House managers, essentially prosecutors, for President Trump's trial. There are seven, led by
Chair Adam Schiff of California, lead manager, Chairman Schiff is, as you know, chair of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
The others are Congressman Jeffries, Nadler, and Crow, and Congresswomen Demings, Lofgren, and Garcia. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says about impeachment moving to the Senate.
When they start seeing how weak these articles of impeachment are and how they have been driven by simply a motivation to disenfranchise this president and to take him down, I think they're going to have an interesting perspective and a point of view, and I think that'll even affect how they deal their trial.
Congressman Collins on Fox this morning. President Trump's trial is scheduled to start next Tuesday. This is a Fox News alert.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Well, some widespread fog and some drizzle yet this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies, a high of 40. We're going to see falling temperatures, though. Southeast winds this morning 5 to 10, becoming northwest 10 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, much colder, gradually becoming clear overnight, low down to 10. Wind chill values down to 5 below with northwest winds gusting to 25. Mostly sunny Thursday, high to 24. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, low to 17. And snow after 7 a.m. Friday, 2 to 4 inches of snow possible. Right now it's 34.
Looking for some good music and a good time? Then look no further, because Burlington Riverfront Entertainment has got you covered. Line dance to Nashville-style honky-tonk Friday, January 17th, with David Crowell and Heartland. Before rocking out with the best 80s rock band Decades of Decadence, Saturday, January 18th. Doors open at 7 and concerts start at 8 at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium. $5 entry comes with your first drink free. Full service bar includes cocktails and products by Golden Eagle and InBev. Concessions available. All ages welcome.
Have something to sell? Looking for something? Have something to give away? You can now do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the KBUR online trading post. Just go to KBUR.com and click on Trading Post, or go to our KBUR Facebook page direct and join the Trading Post group and start dealing. You can post as many pictures of your items as you wish. It is still the marketplace of the air, but now all the time. The KBUR online trading post from News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Is joining me today. We've got Burlington school issues on the table right now. I know one of the things that we got some new city council members, and the first thing that hits them when they become city council members, Pat, is that they have basically taxes and the budget. Where do we stand? Your budget, you have to have a budget by what time, what date? Do you have a hard, fast date to have a locked-in budget?
I believe it's March 15th, but don't quote me on that. I do know that the state has a law that says they're supposed to let us know what our allowable growth is right away in the session. They started yesterday with the governor giving her condition of the speech. I think within the next 3 to 4 weeks, we will know what her allowable growth is. And the new law, it's economic growth index.
Okay.
And that's what they set your allowable growth at. It can't be plus or minus X, fractions of a percent above or below that. So, we're doing well. We have taken a lot of steps over the years, aggressive early retirement packages. Last year, we did the right sizing. We closed a building. We were running our buildings at about 60% capacity. Now we're running our buildings at closer to 80 or 85% capacity. And so we're more efficient.
And your bus transportation system was even more thin, I guess would be a way to put it.
Yep, and we still have some work to do there, and we just have to keep always working. One day of work for our certified staff was about $120,000 a day, and they're on a 187-day contract. So that tells you how much of our money goes into wages and benefits. We're able to get that down about $10,000 a day. So that's like $1.8 million less per year that's going out than was 6 years ago. However, that's and then you divide that by the $8,862
right.
per kid. That's about 225 kids, type of thing. So we're trying to keep everything aligned so that we would never find ourselves in a situation where we'd struggle making payroll, we'd struggle with, different things, and we're able to live within the school funding for me.
You said you've got some tweaking to do yet on your transportation system. You went away from a hub to a straight line transportation plan.
We
so
did.
To speak, and that modified the start or the ending, starting time and ending time for schools. Is that right?
That is correct. We'd hoped to do the hub and have a unified start time based upon the buses pulling away from the hub at a staggered rate. We weren't able to get that done, and we do have the straight line. I'm still not satisfied with our ability to keep children in their building that they begin in. We had rooms that would have as many as 60% of the kids would move out and 60% move in over the course of a school year. And what that does is that disrupts instruction. You got to learn a new teacher. You got to learn a new building. And the kids are moving a lot in Burlington. We hope to get to where if a kid starts at an elementary building, they stay at that elementary building. And that was that straight line distribution ideas, which doesn't work as well as a hub where you can offload, onload to a direct shot. You have to go up and down the line.
I guess the other thing is that now you also contract through Burlington Urban Service. I don't know how many buses actually are Burlington Urban Service buses operate as basically sort of school buses during the mornings and afternoons.
Yep. The majority of we have a couple, 2-3 of them at the high school every day. We have a couple at the middle school and the intermediate, and then we have a little bit less with the elementaries. So a lot of our kids and people that don't live in a larger town like Burlington are like, oh, my gosh, the kids ride the city bus? Yeah. And that's the normal.
Yeah.
We also the city bus does help us a lot with transportation.
But that's their specific. Do you have any idea, any record of how many kids walk to school? And I know this is probably silly. Ride bikes to school. There's still some that still do.
There are. We still have bike racks, but it's not like when you and I were little.
Yeah.
We could tell you pretty darn close to that, but I would have to dig because we have to keep track of the number of kids that ride and the number of times that they ride, and then we have to file a transportation report annually.
And the number of kids that are picked, they're taken to school directly and picked up directly from
school. Exactly. And we'd be able to run an equation and tell you that. But it wouldn't give you a clean answer because now the number of parents that drive their kid to school and pick their kid up, it's a traffic jam at every school because nobody lets their kid walk anymore.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
is it fear? Is it a fear based thing? Is that what that is?
I don't think it's a fear thing. It's it's hard to explain.
I mean, I remember walking. I'd walk about a mile. I think I walked about a mile to school every day.
Yeah, and the state of Iowa has laws. You know, if, at a certain age, if you're 2 miles with close to school, you can walk. You know, 3 miles, you're older, you're walking. So the state does have guidelines. Now, Burlington exceeds what the state says we have to exceed, so we're giving rides we don't have to. And then the other thing, if a kid lives close enough that they can walk, but a bus stops at a bus stop 25 yards from their house, go ahead and get on the bus if there's room, you know, that those type of things.
Okay.
But, transportation is a huge issue across the state of Iowa, but not as much in Burlington because Burlington is geographically small.
Okay.
We're student dense, but we're geographically small. I think we're sitting at 42 square miles or something of that nature, with a big part of that being the ammunition plant, which
right.
means nobody lives there, nor do we get taxes off of it,
okay.
which is a kick in the shorts. And then there's school districts that'll be 75 square miles. You know, Davis County serves the whole county. You know, you get up into Western Dubuque, they pretty much serve a whole county. So their bus fleet is huge, the miles are many, and the butts and seats are few.
And the number, the cost of transportation, obviously wear and tear, you got maintenance costs, and you've got fuel costs, all
right.
of those have to go in to be figured in, but they all end up going into your budget, which is what we started with in the first place.
Yep.
As you look at the budget right now, does it look like it should stay relatively stable, or do you have is the plan to keep a balanced or an even budget from year to year?
The plan is to maintain a healthy cash reserve. The state of Iowa, schools cannot be a bank. The state of Iowa says you cannot have above, either 18 or 20% of your operating costs set aside rainy day fund. Anything above that, you lose your ability to even levy cash.
Okay.
And that
they say, why aren't you using these funds? Is
right.
That right?
Okay. And the governor's office, and whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it is true schools are not banks because there were schools who would tax very high and then just keep piling the money in the bank. You know, and they had 30-40% of their annual per student cost income equivalency in the bank. You know, so you're taxing the heck out of your citizens and then putting it in the bank. It just didn't make sense because schools need to have rainy day funds. I believe that the 18 or 20% the state set is fair, and you just make sure you manage your processes so you don't exceed that and then lose your ability to levy cash.
So it's a balancing act is what you're saying again.
It is. It's a matter of living within the school funding formula.
And, again, doing what you can to try to cut costs where you can and cut costs without cutting necessarily personnel. Is
right.
that right?
Okay. Service, yep. And
speaking of personnel, you've got a position that was announced or a new job, a potential job here. This is Director of Career and Technical Education. Is that on the draft right now, or do you have a proposal ready to and a criteria ready to go for that type of position?
Yeah, it's a draft. We are working. We've been recognized when the governor started Ready Iowa for employment. She recognized us when she was here in Southeast Iowa. The lieutenant governor mentioned us at ISBA. Burlington's doing a lot of great things with career to work. One of them is our nursing program. You can now leave high school with a certified nursing assistant. You can go to SEC. I was talking to one young lady who will have her RN done by the time she's 20 and get into work. What we're trying to do is SEC, Greater Burlington, Burlington High School, and then the trade unions are all trying to come together, and because we're not really competing for the same kids,
right?
But we are they are competing, and we need to maybe stop competing and help each other be stronger. You know, and the student that wants to go to get a 2-year degree in construction management can go get their 2-year degree in construction management. Now, if you're going to work for a union shop, you're still going to have to go through the apprenticeship program.
We had Della Schmidt on from the Greater Burlington Partnership,
yeah.
and she was describing the fact that they've got a plan. It's called AIM, A-I-M, and Yep. And it's basically designed to actually start all the way at the youngest, for the youngest student, all the way up through the seniors in high school, to have a plan to basically to help focus people on thinking of where you're going to be after school. What do you want to be in? What's your career? Do you have a career goal or a career in mind? And what kind of, if you're going to have a career goal, what do you need to do to make that happen?
Yep. See, and what we do is we have the Steps to Success program, which teaches you to understand your current reality, set your objective, and then break it into manageable pieces and begin to work toward that objective. And the reason we use that one, because we know children change their minds. You know, they're all four. They all want are fourth grade. They all want to be firemen.
I understand that one,
And great, be a fireman. So you teach them how to build a systematic process to become a fireman when you know they're not going to be a fireman, but now they know the process. So that once they make a decision to be something, they understand my current reality is this. I want to get here. Now, how do I do that? And then you backwards plan from the objective.
I tell the story that when I was a junior in high school, I had made up my mind I was going to be a pharmacist.
Hey, there you go.
And you know what?
I feel healthier already.
It only took one semester of organic chemistry in college for me to realize that was not my forte. So then I went the rest of college to become a lawyer. And
yeah.
Now look where I am.
There you go.
Yeah, preaching my case.
Yeah, I started out, I was going to be an industrial engineer. I wanted to work in a factory producing things, understand how equipment worked, production lines, and sitting around with Jason Heenick from Swisher, Iowa, we're talking about school. Why wouldn't you be a teacher? I'm like, what? Why would I ever dream of being a teacher? Well, here's why. You get to change kids' lives. You get a, you know, this, and you can coach, and you can, and he went through everything, and within a year, I was in education.
In other words, wherever you are can change on a dime.
On a dime.
We're going to take a break. We've got Pat Cohen with us. We're going to be back with more right after this.
I'm Michael Bruskowski, the voice of Southeastern Community College Basketball, and join me every Friday for Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, as we talk with the coaches, athletes, and others for an insider's view of the SEC athletics program. Hear the latest news regarding the teams at SEC. You're live with Blackhawk Nation every Friday at 7:22 in the morning and 5:25 in the evening on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and at 7:56 a.m. and 5:56 p.m. on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'm running for president, and I approve this message because I want you to know that I'm not afraid to stand up to billionaires and corrupt politicians. In fact, I've been doing it for years. After Wall Street crashed our economy in 2008, I went to Washington and confronted the broken system head on. I worked with President Obama to create the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, America's first consumer watchdog to hold the big banks accountable. And when Republican senators tried to sabotage the reforms we made, I ran against one of them and I beat it. I'm in this fight for a democracy that works for everyone. That's why I'm running for president.
Learn more about why Elizabeth is running for president at ElizabethWarren.com or text Iowa to 24477. To consent to receive periodic campaign updates from Warren for President, text HELP for help, stop to end. Message and data rates may apply. ElizabethWarren.com/privacy policy. Paid for by Warren for President.
It won't be long before that chill in the air turns to downright cold. Hi, this is Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer. You've been running your heat for a little while now, so you know if it's doing its job or not. If it's not, let's talk about a dependable furnace you can trust. We install Amana high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners. With Amana, not only will your home stay warm and comfortable all year round, but you'll save on your utility bills as well. And if all it needs is a little tune-up, we'll take care of that. We service any brand of furnace or air conditioner. The temperature outside may not be heading in the direction you want, but don't worry. With an Amana high-efficiency furnace and air conditioner, the temperature in your home will stay where you want it all year round. For a consistent warm home this winter, call Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Hey. Pat Cohen is with us. We were just talking about how things do change and how life changes and where you end up being and what you end up doing is not necessarily where you thought you were going to be.
That's right.
But you find your way. You just have to have the options available and try them out and to see where you fit in and where it works and all of that sort of thing. You've got more options right now. I know one of the things we talked about with the switch over to the trimester plan was that it would give more possibilities for people to discover things and talents that they wouldn't have necessarily been able to do before. Isn't that right?
It is, and it is working. And we've gone from freshmen having an average 10 credit hours at the end of a semester, which puts them behind at the end, because you need 12. You see what I mean? At the end of the year,
right.
And we were behind at 10. Well, now we're at 14. You know, and the kids are really cranking stuff out. Our ACT score is in the top quartile of Iowa now. The reason why? The kid that wants to go to the university and get a degree is taking more of the stuff to prepare them for.
You've got more tracks to basically follow.
We have more tracks to follow, and we have diversified tracks. And as your heart and the guidance that you received from the loving adults in your life, or not, you can start going down those tracks and more efficiently, more effectively, and quicker. And you can also, I wish I could remember her name now. Great kid. I believe she was a salutatorian, went to the University of Iowa, kicking butt at the University of Iowa. She bumps into me. Hey, Mr. Cohen, how are you? I'm great. How's college? Great. But you know what I wish I would have done? I said, what's that? She goes, I wish I would have taken a couple home ec classes.
Ah, yeah.
You know, see what I'm saying?
I wish
I would have taken an art class.
Yeah, there's, you know what? Having options available, more options to try things, because that's really what
right.
you need. You don't know what you really want or what you really like until you try it. And but trying it, it may change your life. You're telling me a fact, how your life has gone in a circle and
right.
in terms of where you thought you'd be.
Right.
It's never necessarily where you thought you'd be.
And to your point, I may be sitting in the very room I was born in right now because I was born in this building.
This floor was the maternity
right.
floor.
Right. See, so this is where I got my first spanking from a nun appropriately.
Yes. Well, it used to be Mercy Hospital.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, times have changed.
Yeah, full circle. Wow.
Yeah, you're still sitting here.
I know. Haven't gotten far.
No, no one's going to spank you today.
That's good.
All right, okay.
The day's not over.
As you look at, we're talking about the fact is as you go through the rest of the year, so far looking good on at least weather. You built in days. Is that right? Or you've built in days or you've built in hours, so many hours.
We do, but we always want to use those. And we build in more than we're supposed to because we want to give more to our students than we're supposed to.
Okay.
And we don't ever want to say do the minimum. We always want to exceed the minimum. We want to be closer up to a maximum. And that's our pledge to giving our students more. You know, more classes, more time, more opportunity. Those type of things. So that's why we won't go away from giving them more.
All right. What I was getting at was one of the things. You had an extremely long, if I'm right, was it last year? You had a very, very, very long Christmas break. Is that right?
I to be honest, I can't remember.
Well,
but probably.
You had no spring break.
Right. Easter. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You had a very short. You had a very short Christmas break. So. Who sets – is that a committee that sets
those?
It is.
And being a 12-month employee, I have to work anyway year-round, so I don't get into it because I don't have a dog in that fight. The only thing I request of the person that runs the committee is we don't do less. We do not say
right.
we're going to take these extra hours and go back to the 1,160. No, we're not. We're exceeding that. And we will continue to exceed that because we owe that to our children.
Okay, but it's a matter. And how's that? Does the school board then approve that? Is that how that works? Okay.
They do. The committee works. They come up with a couple various options, and then they whittle those options down to about two, and then they send it out to all the staff. The staff can look at it. And now with Google and those survey stuff, the staff can all reply, and it prints out, tells you 80% of the staff feels that this is the way they want to go.
And by and large, are you starting school in general later than you used to start school?
We are.
Okay, but the idea is that you have a more condensed school year. Is that what it is?
It is.
So you'll start later, but still get out about the same time, which is usually somewhere around Memorial Day, or certainly before June 1st.
Well, this year, June 5th.
June 5th.
June 5th, and again, I try to stay out of it. And it ebbs and flows, just like the hound. You know, like last year, with no spring break, we should have had a spring break. Well, now this year, we have a whole week off for spring break. You see what I mean? So okay. There's kind of some knee-jerk reaction from year to year, but then that robs you from – you can't rob Peter and not pay Paul.
I gotcha.
You can't pay Paul without robbing Peter. And so it's – and that's why I really stay out of it. It's irrelevant to me. I'd work every day if I had to.
Well,
you know,
okay. But. So one of the differences is, and it certainly would seem to be at least a modification, a changed lives or changed schedules, would be the fact is every school in the district is now air conditioned.
Right.
So I mean, you're not dealing with some of the things that you know, the early outs because of heat. That was built in for years.
Yeah, and legit. When I was a superintendent at Winfield Mount Union, I can remember it was 103 degrees. That old 1920 building was baking. And I went down and I visited the kindergarten classroom, and three or four of the kids had their heads down asleep. You know what I mean? They were just exhausted.
Yeah.
And, you know, that nobody's learning anything at that point. You know what I mean? So you do have to sometimes let out for heat when you don't have AC. Of course, Burlington has AC. So we're good. Now, what if the air conditioner goes down? You see what I mean?
I understand. We're talking one of the things. High school is the oldest building you got. One thing that you have had on your we talked briefly. We're almost out of time. But I think an auditorium, is that something that's still in the drawing boards, or is that still on the back burner or front burner, or where is it?
Everything's on the back burner. During the board meeting, we did have the RFP for the construction, the 1 cent sales tax. So now once that gets on a ballot, once the citizens approve it, and ladies and gentlemen, this does not raise your taxes at all. This is the 1 cent sales tax from across the entire state of Iowa. It's paid anyway. You don't take it. It goes somewhere else. So we need to.
That would be the money that would be used to build a new auditorium.
Correct. And we need all of our buildings are fairly new with the exception of the high school. So the predominance of the money would go to the high school. We have to figure out what and how and when. And then the other thing would be possibly a second gym and maybe a couple classrooms at Edward Stone. Because we had the problem, we would have needed two gyms, one at Edward Stone and Aldo. But now that the middle school's just at Edward Stone, we only need one, because there are literally 70 seventh grade girls and 70 eighth grade girls out for volleyball. You have eighth grade girls basketball, not seventh grade girls basketball, boys basketball, seventh and eighth grade, and they don't fit.
You got places where you need more stuff. You got places where you need less stuff.
Exactly. And the gym there would just be a very minimal. It's not bleachers, very minimal bleachers. It's just a little practice area.
All right. Lots and lots.
Yep.
And things.
And then the rest of the money, BHS.
All right. We'll talk more about how things are going to be looking next year when Pat joins us in the month of February.
Woo! The year's going, isn't it?
Year is flying by. Have a great great rest of your month, and let's keep the snow at bay, okay?
That's right. Only on weekends.
Only on weekends. There you go.